Will Stevenson is the man behind the track, and he's one of the world's best street luges. And also going to talk to Nigel Bruin, who's unhappy about the plans. So they're both with us. Will, first of all, morning, Will.
Good morning.
Just very quickly, in a sentence, explain what street luge is, in case people don't know.
Street luging is, what it essentially is a long skateboard that you lie down on and race down hills.
And that's it.
That is it. And we're not just going to be having street luge, but it's also other gravity sports, which include sports such as soapboxing, downhill skateboarding, and classic luge, and also inline skating.
Okay. Nigel, as we mentioned, Nigel Bruin is on with us as well on the phone. Morning, Nigel.
Hi, good morning.
What are your concerns with this, then, this track?
Well, let's start with the visual harm to the landscape. It's an area of great landscape value, which means it's a high-value landscape, and what is proposed is not really a track, it's a roadway. This is 6 months in since the start of the application, and as yet I still don't know the width of the track, so its potential for harm is on the landscape is quite severe. It isn't just the landscape that would be affected. The track is due to start 20 metres below the crest of the Iron Age fort. It will then continue its way through a special wildlife site known for its acid-neutral grassland before curling down to the team, which is about 1.3 kilometres away. So the visual impact is going to be really quite great. Local residents are concerned that national and international racing events, which are planned for this location, will cause quite some considerable disruption to their lives.
So Will, there's the thoughts of the villagers. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's terribly sympathetic with its surroundings. I mean, what have you done to address the concerns of the villagers?
Well, what it is, I mean, it is only going to be 3 metres wide, which is probably about the width of this table that we're sat around at the moment. We need to put it in perspective. I'm not building like a big mobile foam mast or an incinerator or a wind farm, and I'm not relocating Guantanamo Bay up there. It's literally just a very narrow track. We're going to be using as much as we can of an existing stone track which goes up to the hill fort. We're not going to be digging into the hill fort at all. Like I said, we're going to use the existing stone track and we can work with that. But also, I've just had a phase two survey carried out on the hill. We're waiting for the feedback on that. But so far, we haven't had any negative feedback from the company that have taken part in that. Also with the Iron Age Fort, I mean, I've had site meetings with English Heritage and Worcestershire County Council Archaeological Department to see how we can minimise the impact within the hill fort. Because remember, there is already an existing stone track going up there, which I want to use as much as we can.
So Nigel, I mean, this is just NIMBYism then, isn't it? It sounds like it's fairly safe and they've thought about this. And more, you know, more importantly, it's going to bring money into the area, Nigel. So what's the problem?
Recently, just yesterday, Will has downgraded his assessment of the traffic impacts on the site from what in his original submission was on race days as said to be 400 visitors per day to 140 visitors per day. And it is, I mean, if that's the case, it's only a minority sport which is going to have a huge impact on, and I really say this with absolute genuine conviction, an absolutely astonishingly beautiful landscape. It's a landscape which has got historic value and wildlife value.
But Nigel, they're saying that they're not really they're already using the existing stone path, so there's not going to be that much disruption, is there, caused by this in terms of developing the pathway?
In developing the pathway, the pathway is part of the special wildlife site, and it is at present nearly completely grassed over. You cannot see any of the bricks or hardcore underneath it. The path at present is about 2 metres wide.
So they're adding a metre to it?
They would, if Mr. Stevenson is correct, add a metre to it. That I measured the track, and the current track width is where the tractor tyres have gone up is just 2 metres.
Okay, just very quickly, Willie, are you going to the meeting tonight?
I don't think I'll be invited, in all honesty, to go along. And I've had two other meetings with the parish council and also the objectors to describe and assess their problems and their concerns. And I've already addressed them, and yet they're still coming back with the exact same concerns.